Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Rev up those fryers, because I am sure hungry for one.
Greg Hill Show.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
It's
you're a cool hill man.
The Greg Hill Show.
We're up and out of Greg. Don't worry about that.
Tick, tick, boom.
Starring the biggest foodie on the planet.
To me, food is the most important thing.
White bread is succulent.
Greg Hill.
I don't like Jodie Foster.
Oh, she was good in Silence of the Lambs.
Yeah, very
though.
Good at Silence.
She talks kind of weird.
Right? Yeah.
Featuring the parlay playboy himself.
This tickles my fanny. Does that map make map? I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I give everybody autographs. I hand out 8x10s. Mother says, be concerned when they stop asking you for your autograph.
Joined by Boston's number one linguist.
Criminal mischief and arson
have become this kind of tandem.
Pete Buttigieg.
Courtney Cox.
So Courtney says she's never tried it.
I have tried it. Yeah.
Oh, you have?
Yeah.
You
just talked about her grandma having it.
Oh, she's never had the red snapper.
Yeah, no. Maybe in college, but that was a one-time thing.
Midday.
And accompanied by two big brains behind the glass.
Don't put salmonella with your yams.
I'm on Shime Island.
Like, talk to me, Daddy.
You are both morons.
Curtis and Shime.
From the missus about that yesterday.
Uh-oh.
What's she lying on me about now?
Oh, she said it's not the first time that you've run out of gas. And it's a.
Did I run out before?
It's an ongoing problem.
Oh,
yeah, but usually she tells me we need gas.
Okay.
Interestingly enough, Lindsay is saying that Greg has too much.
Yeah.
Gas.
Yes.
Now.
Let's get down to business.
It's time to party.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
Good morning.
Morning, everybody.
Hello. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone.
Morning.
Good morning, my neighbors.
On Boston Sports Original.
W-E-E-I. It's my people.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show, Greg Hill. Greg Hill.
Go.
Greg Hill.
Show.
All right.
Woo! It's go, 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 go time.
Let the games begin.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Tick, tick, boom.
What it do?
Happy Monday. Curtis, what are we allotted one nice day of the week, and that's it? Once we get yesterday out of the way, we're back to this stuff for all summer long. Is that the way it's going to go?
And I wouldn't even say yesterday was, like, a great day. Yeah. It was okay.
Yeah.
I mean, it was much better than Saturday, but the weather has just sucked.
It was beautiful in Maine yesterday, and then literally as soon as I crossed the border into Massolia, it got cloudy and rainy, or cloudy and looked like rain all day long.
But then the sun came out late yesterday, so
yeah. Well,
it'll be nice.
It's nice to be back. Glad to be here. and glad to be celebrating a series win for the Boston Red Sox.
Let's do it.
Back.
What is this team?
They're back.
I mean, who are they? Mm. So you take 2 out of 3 from the Yankees.
Yep. Yeah.
That's pretty good.
That's great.
You got to play against the good teams.
Yeah.
The good teams will play better. Bad teams, not so good.
That was like Mama Bula was out there on the mound last night with the meatball after meatball meatball.
But, serving the meatballs up.
They end up winning that game. Mm-hmm. And
electric text thread with the meatball memes last night. Well done, guys.
Is it me or is it like Yankee Stadium small? Because I feel like every pop fly is potentially a home run.
Yeah.
Short porch wings. But, yeah, I don't know. I'm sorry, Ken. I don't think that they're back. I'm not going to make a fool of myself again and say that they're going to the World Series. It was a good weekend. Crochet wasn't great, but they still got the win Saturday. I mean, when the Yankees were up 3-0, I think it was 3-0 Saturday night, and Crochet was on the mound, I was like, just call the season. They can't even win this game. It's over.
They grinded it out, though.
Yeah. I mean, they got to win a lot more series in order for me to be back in. But
You got the Rays, and then you go back to New York, so you can make a little bit of ground on the wild card. I mean, you're still really far behind the Yankees, but let's see if things can change a little bit. The bats kind of heated up a little bit. I know everybody's kind of waiting for, because all they did was talk on the broadcast last night about when the great savior Roman Anthony's coming up.
Yeah.
Hopefully sooner rather than later.
Well, and of course, the guy that's putting that on hold, he got peppered with questions yesterday. So he's a guy who's probably sick of hearing about it. The only issue I have, and we were going into this weekend saying there's no way that they come out with a win in the series against the Yankees. But then they've got the Rays, Yankees again, then the Mariners. That's a hard stretch right there. But if they can pull out at least not getting swept...
Well, no, they'd have to win. They got to win all those series. Like if they,
I don't think they have to win all of them.
Well,
at least
win
2 out of 3.
You got to win the majority of them to put them back in the mix of like, all right, they're really, maybe a game and a half out of wild card spot. So
the Rays are only 3 games ahead of them. That's what I'm saying.
Right. So yes, you can win that series. You'll put yourself right back in the mix for the what? You're still 9, 8.5 behind the Yankees.
Correct.
So.
Curtis, here's a 978 texter who would like a formal apology from me to Abraham Toro. So I did, in fact, I believe, say who the F is Abraham Toro and why the F is he in the lineup. I would still ask why you're bringing Meyer up if you're not going to play Meyer at all.
Yeah, that's kind of weird. I don't get that one.
But that's okay. I will issue a formal apology to Abraham Toro.
Abraham Toro could walk in and bring us bagels, and I'd have no idea who it was. And you wouldn't either, 978.
No, but, you'll either find them at third base or first base.
Yeah.
But like the Roman Anthony 500-foot home run was so infuriating to me. It's like he's not just like good. He's not the Red Sox best prospect. He's the best prospect on the planet. And he has obviously achieved everything you can achieve in Worcester. It's so silly why they're doing this. I don't get it. I really don't. He's the kind of player, it's going to be infuriating when he gets here because he'll probably go on a, go for like 12 for 30 with 4 home runs in a series. And you're going to say, why the hell weren't they using this guy 2 months ago?
Yeah. And then there's the ongoing debate about if you need to make room and you have to send Christian Campbell down for a little bit and how you can't send guys down anymore because guys make a lot of money and so they can't be sent back. I saw Lou engaging in this. Thankfully, there was one voice of reason engaging in it and suggesting that you absolutely can send guys back down to the minors and have guys work on things and come back. It's been done since the dawn of time in Major League Baseball.
And a great point in the Twitch chat, Slim Jim says, it's a 500-foot home run at a lower level. Okay. It's the longest home run in any form of baseball in America and Canada this year.
Yeah. No, I mean, listen, if we are looking at things with a positive light, they won that game last night. You had Jaron Duran step up there with bases loaded in the sixth, and actually that's a guy on this baseball team who was able to hit the ball with runners in scoring position, and so you're making a little bit of progress.
Yeah, you got to continue to do it, and I don't think anybody's really, jumping back on board of like, okay, they can turn things around. It's one series that you're able to win. Yes, it's the Yankees, but show us that you can consistently play like this where you're winning the majority of the series. At least you go on a little bit of a run, and I think that's the biggest thing.
Yeah. Here's a 978 text that says Marcelo Meyer is only going to play against righties. I don't care about that. If you bring a guy up and you make the move to bring him up and then platoon him and he plays once a week, it's not of much value. That's to me personally. You and I can disagree on that all we want. Mm-hmm. But in Major League Baseball, it is fine, well, and dandy to have guys who can hit against pitchers who at least get a chance to hit against those who throw with either arm.
Well, that if you're only going to play him against against righties, can't you move him down and bring Anthony back up if you want to keep Campbell up?
Yeah.
So I mean, I don't like how Curtis is always saying like the cap is crap. I think the whole moving a guy up or down is kind of crap. Like if they wanted Anthony here, they would figure out a way for him to get here. Like, I don't buy into, well, it's because Devers doesn't want to play first. It's because you can't put Campbell down because he signed an extension and, he's making too much money. I think if they really wanted Roman Anthony on the major league team, they could figure out a way to bring him up and they could easily figure out how they wanted to do it. If they wanted to put Zidane Raffaella at second base and Anthony in the outfield, they could easily do that.
But,
so
I guess my question, Wiggs, is so then why isn't he here?
Because
he's clearly played well enough. He's one of the best players in all of AAA, probably the best. And they have clear needs for a guy that's going to give you pop and, add offense. So I just, if it's not the salary, I don't know what it would be.
Yeah, and didn't you say that after June 7th that, salary thing is kind of thrown out the window or the service time?
Yeah, I think I've heard varying ones. Baseball Brett was saying it was 2 weeks, so I don't know exactly when. But sometime in June, that would be no longer a problem.
All right, so I would guess that we would see him sometime in June if the service time thing isn't the issue. But if we're not seeing him in June, then I don't really know, then maybe it is what Breslow and Cora says. They don't want to, throw off his development. Who the hell knows? But Curtis is right. What more can you do at the AAA level?
I mean,
you're just wasting your time.
And the Red Sox offensive stats are really skewed. They've had like four games where they scored an average of 15 runs. The offense they need is a guy that can hit with runners in scoring position, where they rank last in Major League Baseball. So that's where they need to get the help. It's not padding the stats or hitting a meaningless home run in a 5-2 loss. So that's what happens. I don't know. I don't know when it'll happen. If I were on the Red Sox front office, I would have him here today.
All right. And Curtis, I would like to see you there. I know you already are employed here, and probably a lot for you to do both. But
it really is.
You are. It's well documented. Baseball savant, Red Sox savant. And so I'd like to see you there. By the way, Shime back with the show after his golf trip to Michigan. Shime, good morning.
Hello, Hello. Greg. Good morning. How are you?
How was it out there?
It was spectacular.
Really?
Greg. Everyone there at Grand Traverse and Treetops was amazing hosts.
Okay.
It was quite the – and the weather, way better than here. 70 degrees basically the entire time I was there. And the sun doesn't set until like 9:30.
Really?
It is the coolest thing. Oh. It is the best.
What did we card for each round? And do you have the card with you to back it up?
I actually do. I'll send it to Mitch so that he'll be able to throw it on Twitch if you'd like. But I shot a 90 at the Bear, and then I shot a 96 at Treetops.
Right. Wait a minute.
I shot a
90 at the Bear?
I did, yes.
Shime.
I mean, believe what you want, Craig. We played with a former Division I golfer.
Oh, wow.
Charlie played at Bowling Green, and he can verify. Absolutely.
Huh. Okay.
We're going to need that. We're going to need that verification.
Okay. Easy money.
90, is that pretty good at the Bear?
Well, I've never played the Bear.
All right.
I'm assuming that it who was the course designer?
That would be, I believe it was that course in particular was a Jack Nicklaus design.
Jack Nicklaus. Okay. So
it was originally designed at the time it was made to be the hardest course in Michigan. It is not currently the hardest course. I'm also not playing the tips, so I'm not playing the hardest course in Michigan.
I understand you weren't playing the tips. Were you playing the Reds?
No, I was playing the Whites.
How many yards? How long was the course?
I can double check. I'm not 100% sure.
What was par? 72? 73?
I'll pull it up right now. Hold on a second.
All right.
So now we just got to get this kid on from Bowling Green.
So then, and then your other round, you said 96?
Yes.
Yeah. It's pretty good.
At Treetops. That course, man, the contours of that course is insane. It is, you don't have a flat line anywhere.
All right. What's the contours? Is that just the way the lay is?
It's a way to sound like you know what you're talking about.
The bear is 72, Greg.
Okay. All right.
It's impressive.
Fun story, Greg. I swam from Old Orchard Beach back to Southie on Saturday.
Really?
Yeah.
No video to verify.
Only took me 2 hours.
There was a Division III Harvard swimmer with you at the
time.
There
was. Very nice kid. Yes. The water's contours were really difficult. Shy, there's a better chance of Wiggy getting a 1600 of the SATs than there is of you shooting a 90.
Yeah, Curtis, believe whatever you want, bud, but like it's the case. Like so I had a bad day out at Granite Links. It is what it is. It was a rough day.
What was your
terrible
max score on a hole? Like what would you go in pocket with?
Like double whatever the par is. So if it's a par 5, a 10.
So did you get any 10s?
No, not a single 10.
What was your worst hole?
I had a snowman on one of the holes, or two of the holes on Treetops.
Okay. Sound like a bounce back.
These people.
Sounds a bounce back.
Yeah, definite bounce back, like the Thunder had last night.
I'm proud of you, Shyam.
Thank you, Courtney.
I was trying to flip back and forth between the Celtics, between the Red Sox and that basketball game.
Yep.
And Thunder were up by like 20 in the second quarter. I was like, this might be over with.
No, it was. They tried to make a little run in the end, but Halliburton stinks.
Yeah.
If he's not hitting a game winner with like 2 seconds left,
they cut it to like 13. That's the closest they got.
The first three quarters, he never shows up. But
your old friend was across the street in the afternoon wing said that Halliburton is better than Tatum.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. Really?
Yes. Really.
I don't know if you watched the first two games.
I don't think so.
No.
All right. Well. Good to be back. We got a lot to get to after a roadshow, unbelievable roadshow on Friday in Maine, and we are back on the road this week and heading to Wellfleet and to the Beachcomber, and more on that this morning and all week long before we head out on Thursday to the Cape. But this morning we have Leeds in about 10 minutes, and then they set it at 7:20. And that is back and forth on everything they said over the weekend in sports. And we will talk about what Walker Buehler said about his performance so far for this Red Sox team, among other things. Courtney has the news at 7:45 this morning. Be here for that. And Hill Notes at 9:20. And you can leave one of those right now on any topic, whether we have talked about it or will talk about it or haven't talked about it. Just leave a voice note and we'll play your voice notes back at 9:20 during Hill Mail. But to get us started this morning, here is Courtney with everything that is trending right now.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Leonard Hair Transplant Associates. The Red Sox get a win last night 11-7 against the Yankees. An explosive fifth inning had the Sox scoring 5 runs. And while Rafael Devers homered, a lot of people are talking about his 6th inning jog to first base. A lot of people not happy with that. He hit a grounder to second, getting the final out of the inning. Alex Cora was asked about that after the win. Here's what he had to say.
Yeah, we said Devers soft ground ball to the second base in the 6th inning. Is that not running it out? Is that lack of hustle, or is it something else?
It wasn't lack of hustle. It wasn't lack of hustle. Leave it at that.
Yeah, he hit a bleeder. Could have, you know, maybe put a little pressure on
him.
Yeah,
but when you watch
up.
That, Alex Cora standing waiting for him to come back looked pissed. Yeah, so.
Attention campers, lunch has been canceled today due to lack of hustle.
Yes.
Sometimes I yog it out.
That's it.
But whatever.
The Jay is silent.
Yeah.
And he did hit a bomb.
Yeah. The Sox now home to take on the Rays. 7:10 first pitch with Brian Baio taking the mound. Brooksy joining Will Fleming on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's perfecting the art of fresh. Join Christian Arcan at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. OKC has evened out the NBA Finals with the Pacers. The Thunder won Game 2, 123-107. SGA led the way with 34 points. Game 3 is in Indiana on Wednesday. Annoying when there's 2 days in between those two games, but whatever. The Stanley Cup Finals have Game 3 tonight after a wild game for Brad Marchand in Game 2 with 2 goals, including the overtime game winner. That series is tied at 1 apiece. Puck drop is tonight at 8 p.m.
Courtney, fun fact about Marchand. Mm-hmm. He has the 3rd most overtime playoff goals in NHL history.
Pretty awesome. Amazing.
That's impressive. Yeah.
And Curtis, as you said on Saturday when I joined the award-winning Ken and Curtis show, the Bruins ought to just get rid of these guys because they go on to be very successful everywhere else they go.
Yeah, it's a remarkable thing. There was a long period with the Patriots that everybody Belichick let walk sucked when they arrived. The Bruins are the opposite.
In the NFL, Nick Chubb is expected to sign with the Texans. Here at home, it's mandatory minicamp week kicking off today. And for the tennis heads, Coco Gauff won her first major win on the women's side, and on the men's side, it was a wild one with Carlos Alcaraz coming back from the dead to beat out Jannik Sinner. I don't really know tennis. I watch it because I think it's funny, the noises that they make, etc. But it was playing on the ferry yesterday, and the people were losing their minds. So I watched a little bit of it. It was cool. And that was brought to you by Dr. Matthew Lopresti and Leonard Hair Transplant Associates, the hair doctor of Dave Portnoy and Tuukka Rask. Call 1-800-GET-HAIR for your free hair loss consultation. That is what's trending. We've got the leads coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Anyone who loves playing baseball or softball knows that one of the first steps in that journey is breaking in your first glove. It's where your love of the game began. Where does your child's baseball or softball journey begin? Go to playball.org to get started. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I'm the host of the Aspire podcast, a show where I talk to the world's most brilliant minds about building the life of your dreams. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Red Sox take the series with the Yankees this weekend, and you can talk about that all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. On, for those who are up early and watching the show, either on YouTube or on Twitch, first and foremost, thank you. You do that every day if you're not listening on the radio or on the Odyssey app. Secondly, I would say that if you're watching the show on Twitch, it is presented by Springer's Jewelers. And you can go see them in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And Father's Day is Sunday. Dad would love a beautiful keepsake timepiece. So give Dad the gift of time. Go to Springer's in tax-free Portsmouth, New Hampshire, and tell them that you listen to this show. They will give you the best deal ever. And we got to meet the Springers team on Friday at the Brunswick in Old Orchard. Great people.
So nice.
Listen to the show every day like you do. And so go see them and see what you can get. Thirdly, if you are watching the show on Twitch or YouTube, you can see now a piece of evidence or two on Chime's performance over the weekend in Michigan playing golf. We have both of the scorecards, I believe.
Yep.
And so there you have in front of you the 90 at Grand Traverse at the Bear. And so it looks pretty legit to me.
Yeah.
I would guess that that 5 looks like that was a double bogey. Or was that a bogey, that 5 on 18? Sean.
On 18, that was a bogey, Greg.
Okay. So you would have shot 89 if you just could have parred the hole.
Would have been nice, but, you know, you couldn't have it. It's a tough hole because you have to lay up enough, and then you have to play over the water. The green's really kind of tucked in there. It's a great finishing hole, I got to tell you. Mm-hmm. Both courses, by the way, beautiful. When I was at Treetops, when we played the Jones Masterpiece, it's like the green, just the color of the grass and the trees is just different. Like, it's more vibrant. It was awesome. No, it was beautiful, Greg. I'm telling you, it was some of the best just views of a golf course I've ever seen.
Can I don't want to go back to something that we've already gotten through, but this bears a startling resemblance to a certain administration that said, don't believe your lying eyes, behind closed doors. He is unbelievably with it. It's the best Joe Biden I've ever seen. Every time we've actually seen Shime, he's tripping and falling and talking to people that don't exist and walking off the G6.
I've never once tripped and fall.
It's an analogy, Shime. So this may have happened, you know, who knows?
Yeah.
But what we have seen at every time that we played golf with Shime would be someone that 90 would be more common on the front nine than for 18.
Well, I will say that James also shot a 90 at Pirates Cove on Friday afternoon, I believe, Curtis, in Old Orchard Beach. So it can happen.
We played Pirates Cove Friday. Beautiful course in Old Orchard Beach. It was unbelievable.
How were the greens?
They were contoured.
Were they firm?
Yeah.
Shime should never play because if he didn't play, he sounds like he's really good. He knows his stuff.
Yeah,
like, I will give him that.
Just
talk about golf. Yeah. Don't play it. Don't ever let anybody see you. You know, maybe practice swings or something like that, and that's it.
All this tells me is that he can't play under the bright lights. Like, Shime can't play if there's video happening, if he's up
against
Craig.
That's fair. I do crumble under pressure pretty often.
And that's the issue he has.
Yeah. My other thing is, if you're on the 18th and you're trying to get an 89, why don't you put the old camera out, film it for the posterity? Like, to break 90 in Michigan at the course created by Jack Nicklaus?
Because then he would have shot like a 98 if the camera came out.
Right.
Probably would have dunked like 3 in the water.
Yeah. All right. Well, excellent time for Shime this weekend, and excellent time for us on Thursday and Friday, and for me it includes Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
We had, in the rain, we had an unbelievable turnout for the 8th annual Beach Cornhole Tournament on the beach at Old Orchard, and raised a ton of money and a ton of success on Saturday. So I want to thank everybody who came out, whether you came Thursday night at the Cowbell or Friday to the show at the Brunswick or to Beach Cornhole or some thereof. It was awesome.
How long did Worm last with you guys on Friday?
Worm did not last. He lasted for a little while afterwards, and then he didn't last after that.
Yeah.
But,
that's probably smart.
That's all right. He gave it a go.
Yes, he did. He did indeed give it a go. Yes, he
did. He break anything?
No, I don't believe anything was broken.
Yeah. Nice.
I don't think anything was broken. So, but it was excellent time had by all. And we will be back on the road on Thursday, and we are heading to the Cape for Cape Cod Roadshow number 2. So we have pregame on Thursday night in Yarmouth. Am I right about that, Courtney, on Thursday night in Yarmouth?
I know, and it's for the Sea Dog Brew Pub.
Yeah, Sea Dog in Yarmouth. And then on Friday morning, we will be at the Beachcomber And then as an added benefit, for the first time ever, we are doing our first official Cape Cod fundraiser for the Greg Hill Foundation on Friday afternoon.
Saturday.
Friday.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Thank you. It is from 2 to 5, and it is at the Pearl in Wellfleet.
Correct.
And it's happy hour, and there's a band, and there's an open raw bar.
There is.
And so we are selling tickets for that event, and would love to see you there on Friday to start the weekend with us. This is Mike in Athol. Mike, good morning.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. Oh, and Courtney.
What's up?
So, hey, you know, you're talking about when they're going to bring Anthony up, and I predict something here. I predict that they're going to bring Anthony up by the trade deadline when they get rid of Devers, because Devers is going away.
Yeah, he is.
Yeah, because you know, everybody says, oh no, don't, they're not going to get rid of Devers. This is deja vu. Remember a guy named Manny Martinez?
Manny Ramirez.
Right.
Wiggy's favorite player.
Yep.
And so, yes, we all remember Manny Ramirez. Yes.
Manny being Manny, and this is Devers being Devers. He had a chance to get to first base yesterday after he get that slow roller, and he quit. And, you know, and he does that often. He just quits. And you know, he swings for the bleachers every single time. You know, and I don't know. I think he's a cancer on the team, and I think he should go.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
It's kind of my lead this morning.
It is?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we will wait until we get to the leads to discuss that further.
All right.
This is Kathy from Winchendon. What's up, Kathy?
I just wanted to tell Curtis what a fraud he is. Instead of saying something about Biden and comparing trying to Biden, he should have compared him to the current president, who has lost to nobody he's ever played and has won every tournament he's ever played.
Kathy, I don't know if you listen every day, and I hope you do. I mock Trump mercilessly about his golf game, saying it's beneath him. Kathy. When he was when he played his club championship, and he said he won it in Mar-a-Lago, we did an entire segment mocking him.
I don't know. His putting form is really good.
Calling him Kim Jong-un. Like, I don't know what you're talking about.
I know that, but I think that would have been a way better example if you're saying that he messed up with his card. I don't know what they call it because I don't play golf.
It's actually a much better example when you're being told something, that what you're seeing is not the reality, that what's going on when you're not around is actually much better, is perfectly applicable to Scheim playing golf in front of us poorly. Mm. But Joe Scarborough says it's the best Scheim he's ever seen.
I will say that the current president had that beautiful hole-in-one that soared like an eagle, Curtis, when the PGA guys were playing with him. You remember that?
Yes, I sure do.
Pretty sure the PGA guys were blown away.
Right. Yes. He actually beat
his athleticism.
He beat Bryson yesterday.
Trump is like our
he's
version.
Playing the U.S. Open.
Trump is our version of Putin when it comes to hockey.
Yeah.
Like, spectacular.
He is almost as good at golf as Vladimir Putin is playing goaltender or whatever he does.
No, I think he had 20 goals in one game.
Yeah. All right. We have a lot to get to on today's show, including this right now.
This is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
Some kind of a remix there, Sean, that you have selected this morning. I like it. That's David Bowie.
And is this a remix?
Yeah, it is. It's good. It's like an extended, sounds like an extended intro.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
Because I'm able to hit the post on any song of any kind at any time, day or night. So I knew when the lyrics would normally begin on that particular song. But excellent choice this morning. Leads brought to you by Subaru. It is going to be a Subaru summer. Find your 2025 Subaru at SubaruofNewEngland.com. Hello, Scheim.
Hey, Greg. Good morning. Football lead from me today. Aaron Rodgers officially inked his deal that he gets a guaranteed 10 M's from, but it could be worth up to $19.5 million with the Pittsburgh Steelers. And I cannot wait for the Steelers to just not not be good. This is going to be fun. I watched Rodgers last year. All of the numbers he accrued, which was decent in the back half of last year, were all just garbage numbers. He was just throwing to Davante Adams every single time, and they were in games that didn't matter. And I don't think he can move quite the same way he used to. He can still make some throws that are going to wow people because that's just the arm talent he is, but he doesn't move well anymore. He's not the same guy. I don't know if there's a full-on commitment there to football. And the Steelers continue to just kind of wade their way through this murky water of quarterback now between, you know, Russell Wilson and Justin Fields and Mason Rudolph and Duck Hodges and all these guys who have come post Ben Roethlisberger. It's been kind of a mess, and it's going to continue that way, it looks like.
Well, you were not here on Friday, but we were talking about how the relationship progresses between he and Mike Tomlin and how long that lasts in a positive way. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think if there's anybody equipped to handle it, it's Mike Tomlin. Like, he's done it with crazier people like Antonio Brown and George Pickens You name them. I think this is good for one person and one person only, and it's DK Metcalf. Because if Aaron Rodgers funnels the ball to DK Metcalf like he did with Davante Adams last year, DK is going to have a ridiculously good season. Outside of that, that's about it.
And Pittsburgh's a better team than the Jets. I think it's going to work out, you know, pretty solid for the Steelers because they're a better team. Mike Tomlin, I think, gets a lot more respect from Aaron Rodgers than Robert Saleh did. So I think that you'll see Rodgers obviously buying in. The team will be better. Oh. And if the team's better, maybe Rodgers is a little bit more like, hey, knowing this is probably his last go at it and kind of has a better attitude.
I think you just got side.
I just look at the team. The teams are better, and I know
– He sucks.
And I'm not saying he's going to be great, but I know how we're talking about the New England Patriots this year with the addition of Mike Vrabel versus last year with Mayo. I look at how Aaron Rodgers is going into an environment that is much better, that's going to be much more stable, that the coach has a better understanding than what Rodgers was dealing with when he was with the Jets.
I worry, though, that Robert Saleh is probably a lot more scared of Aaron Rodgers than Mike Tomlin will ever be. Like, Mike Tomlin, if he's not liking how things are going, he's not going to mince words. He's a guy who will tell reporters. He is very outspoken with how things are going always, and that does garner a lot of respect from his players, but at the same time, Aaron Rodgers is just not respectful to anybody he works with.
But if you can handle AB, you can handle him.
No, it's so
different. He can handle him. I don't think Aaron Rodgers will be able to handle Mike Tomlin.
Yeah,
like that, I think Mike Tomlin can handle Aaron Rodgers.
This was going to be my lead, and Shime did a great job. I would just add, both parties think they're better than they are, which always ends in disaster. The Steelers aren't as good as they think they are. The organization isn't where it wants to be, but they think they are. And Aaron Rodgers still thinks of himself as one of the best players in the NFL. And Aaron Rodgers is the biggest underachiever in the history of American professional sports.
Ooh.
Winning one championship with four MVPs, he is the Alex Rodriguez of the NFL. Someone who was the most talented. I think that 49ers playoff game, Sean, you'll remember this, where the Packers scored a touchdown on their opening drive and didn't get another point.
This one in the snow?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was his last game with the Packers, I believe. And he intentionally didn't do what was needed to win the game, I think, to prove a point about the Packers front office and what they were doing. He is diabolical. I have zero faith.
I believe you're right. He is like one of the most overrated players in NFL history when you talk about his talent and then what it means, wins and losses in big games.
Are you surprised that the deal was only 10 M's?
Well, no. I mean, it has the bonus potential up to like $19.5 million or something like that, which sounds about right. I think the money is
And do you believe that he is married since he's wearing the black wedding band on his ring finger?
Yes, he got married to himself. It was a lovely, lovely day.
He won't. The woman, he just reveals her first name. Like nobody
Rachel,
knows.
Rachel, I think.
No, I think it's. I don't think it's Rachel. I think it's Brittany.
Actually, Greg,
like
he doesn't believe in marriage. It's just a. It's just a partnership. He's just together with this person.
Oh, he is.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, why is he wearing a ring then on his finger?
Just to show his commitment to them. That's all.
Oh,
it's not.
Okay.
It's not actually marriage. He doesn't want to tie himself down completely.
Okay. Unless it's one of the Bill Belichick sleep rings. Remember when we had the whole ring thing with him forever? So it could be one of those.
The heart monitor.
The aura ring.
Yeah, he got Jordan a ring pop, which is really
so. Has anybody seen him with this mystery girl?
No.
Like, is there...
no, nobody's seen him. It's kind of like Shyman Lauren.
That's not true. You literally saw her last week at OAR.
Oh yeah, I did. She looked like a rental.
Nope.
No, Lauren is lovely.
Yeah,
I don't understand
best.
Why she's with you.
Greg, neither do I.
Very
that's
strange.
Why I continue to do whatever I'm doing.
Probably the mashed potatoes.
Yeah, it's definitely that's
no, it's to make her feel better about her golf game.
All right. Great lead to start us. Curtis, does that count as your lead?
Yeah, there we go. Okay. Tag
right.
team.
Okay. Leapfrog on the lead. Lead number one from Shyman Curtis. We'll get to Courtney and Wiggy and my lead.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream.
Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Coming up next. Coming up at 7:20 in one half an hour, it is They Said It, a quick back and forth on everything they said over the weekend in sports. And we will go over what Walker Buehler said about his performance so far this season for the Boston Red Sox. Red Sox, however, do win the series with the Yankees. So a little brief light of hope on on a dark horizon, and you can talk about that all day long, all morning with us, and all day long here on Boston Sports Original WEEI. This is, before we get to the rest of this morning's leads, this is Walter from Boston. Hey, Walter.
Yeah, I was just laughing at what you guys said about Rodgers being the most overrated. And you guys got to say that Dak Prescott is nipping at his heels. Because Dak Prescott, for all that money, it's like in all the hoopla that they get every year, as soon as they get to the playoffs, he acts like he's allergic to throwing the ball to his teammates.
He's not even close.
Yeah, I would
Wiggy
say.
Wiggy loves him, but Wiggy, I don't understand that one, bro. Yeah. It's like it's every year these dudes are supposed to be killers, and they'll go 12-4, then he'll get there and get amnesia.
I view the Dak Prescott similar to the quarterback of Notre Dame. Like, it's not really the player, it's the team that's always overrated. So the Dallas Cowboys are going to be on TV all the time. They're going to be pumped up because they have a national following.
Also, Dak Prescott was never like touted as a Hall of Fame level all-time great quarterback. Aaron Rodgers is, and he's only won once.
Right. No, but like, Dak has always been, and Walt is kind of right. Like, Dak has always been like considered one of the best quarterbacks in the NFL for probably the past 4 or 5.
He's never been considered a top 5 quarterback.
Oh, yes, he has. Stop it.
Maybe top 10, but he has never been considered a top 5 quarterback in football.
Shine, he's the highest paid quarterback.
That's just because of the price that the quarterback is getting. I mean, right. Brock Purdy's getting
you're not
that
gonna
much
pay
money,
a guy. No, no, you're not going to pay a guy $65 million a year if you don't think he's one of the best quarterbacks
he's
in the
never,
NFL.
Never once has
yes,
he been a top five quarterback in the NFL.
He has been a top five quarterback in the NFL.
I mean, can you really call a guy overrated if he has indeed won a Super Bowl?
Of course.
Yeah, I think you can.
Absolutely.
I mean,
not for his career. Like, I don't think that you can call him overrated for his career if he's won a Super Bowl.
Well, I think it's more of his career he's looked at as being overrated because of his talent and only winning one, right? So if you're one of the most talented players, I think expectations are you should be.
I think we're so skewed because of Tom Brady, the way in which we look at other quarterbacks. That's the issue that we have here.
That's true. Because,
he's judged against Brady. They're contemporaries.
Right. I get that. But Tom Brady is just a talent that's unworldly, so it's very hard, I think, to compare him to.
Would you have Drew Brees in that category also, Curtis?
Yes.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Maybe overrated is the wrong word. Maybe underachiever.
Right.
Because you know what? I was thinking about this last night when they were talking about like how great Aaron Judge is as a player, but every time the Yankees get to the kind of postseason, he tends to fall off. Mm-hmm. He's kind of got that A-Rod syndrome where you're great during the regular season and then you kind of fall off in the postseason. So if he never wins.
He did squash that meatball out of the park.
Yeah, he did.
I hate to say that Wiggy's right, but 2023 Dak was second in MVP voting.
Yeah. So I would say like guys like that, maybe overrated is the wrong word. Underachievers.
In 2023, like nobody thought he was better than Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, Lamar Jackson. Like nobody had Dak Prescott.
How many guys is that you just said?
Guy.
How many guys did you just said? Joe Burrow, Lamar Jackson.
I mean, I can say more
Patrick
if you want,
Mahomes,
but that's four
no,
right off the rip.
Four, and then he'd be five.
No, he's not. He's
Stop
never
it.
Been five.
Shime,
never once in his
nuts.
Career has he been a top five quarterback.
Shime, you are absolutely out of your mind.
As I have been a Cowboys quarterback apologist since Tony Romo.
You're talking to a guy who doesn't have Joe Montana in the top 25 ever to play in the NFL.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yep. He's now 50th.
I will put dollars to donuts in. If you ask a ton of analysts, NFL people, you know, they would have the four major guys, and then Dak Prescott would be in some of their top five.
After Friday, it has to be dollars to cinnamon buns.
Oh, okay.
How good are the Ocean Park Sub and Grocery cinnamon buns?
No, it's so good. And the best part about it, the frosting to cake ratio is perfect.
Perfect.
Yeah, they
it's
do.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Those
not
are big
much.
Ones.
Not too much, but not too little.
Right.
And there's a lot of times where it's too little.
Yes.
That, it is.
Save it.
No, not
Save
it.
Save that. Save
Poor
that.
Santo.
I hate you guys.
Save
like,
that.
Truly.
Save that. All right. This is Scott. Oh, wait a minute. Is it the Scott from Weymouth?
Oh.
Oh, God. Scott?
Yeah, good morning. It's been longer than I'd like, but yeah, what's up, guys? How's everything?
On purpose. It's been longer than you'd like on purpose.
You sound great, though.
Yeah, you do. You sound good. What's up?
Well, as opposed to what? That's like saying you look good,
See,
right?
This is the problem. What, Scott?
Hold on. Don't talk. Oh, this is aimed at Wiggy, my fellow Edmonton Oilers fan. Which one's more likely, Wiggy? Uh-huh. Edmonton comes back. Hold on. Sox are sweeping Tampa, obviously, free money. We're talking a little FanDuel here.
Okay.
Or Edmonton, Edmonton wins in five.
Okay. Some,
you're going to see two runs like you've never seen.
Which is more likely?
Kind of a weak pick,
thank you, Scott. Whew, got rid of him. Sox sweep the Rays.
Uh huh.
Or Edmonton wins in five? Wins the cup.
Wins the cup or wins in five?
I think he said. Wins the Stanley Cup.
It would be win the cup in five.
No, but I think
they could win the cup in seven.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I mean, I think Edmonton's going to win the cup.
Now Curtis has his hands on his face.
Yeah, I think Edmonton's more.
Sorry, I got confused that you were trying to say that it wasn't the cup final.
No. If he said
what
I was just texting Ken. We need a podcast, Scott, and. And the who's the guy that just called? Oh my God,
Walter?
Scott and the Worm podcast.
No, Scott and Worm.
Yeah.
No, I think Edmonton wins the cup, but I don't think it's going to be in five games. I think they win the series, but it probably might be seven games. I don't think the Red Sox are going to sweep the Rays.
All right, let's take a quick break.
There you go, Scott.
Got to regroup here. We will get to the rest of this morning's leads coming up next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At MLBShop.com, you can get all the latest officially licensed merchandise for you and your family. But if you really want to level up your game, you can grab something for your dog walker, your Pilates instructor, your swim coach, your neighbor, your accountant, your gardener, your best friend, your bandmate, your boss, your kid's teacher, your mailman. Visit MLBShop.com and stock up on officially licensed on-field merchandise from your favorite teams.
Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
On my podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, we share the keys to succeed in business and in life. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed and Odyssey Podcast wherever you get your podcasts.